This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Still stuck in with that, also straight.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
الله
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما سيصلى نارا ذات لهب في جيدها حبل من مسد.
الله سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. الله
stream. We've been having a little bit trouble with streaming because of the internet. Our internet was pretty much streaming from a hotspot, so that's why it's not that good, but the voice would still, inshallah, should still be okay. All our classes we stream, and they'll be online on YouTube, inshallah. So even if you don't attend, you can watch, and you can also watch it later. And join the WhatsApp group so you'll get the link, inshallah. And so we do have trying to like record when we're streaming and so forth. We prefer you don't do so because sometimes some of the mashayikh, when they give talks, they make some mistakes. Like I know some of them have come to me and said, please don't post that one. Take that one off. I didn't make mistakes here and I don't want that to be distributed and so forth. And so that's why we want to control that. So if the recording will be available. So we usually don't allow people to record and post it whenever they want, because if they make a mistake, then we can't take it down because we don't have control over that. So Allah knows best, inshallah. So please stay back, inshallah. We'll begin momentarily.
Thank you. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى described this ummah and he says كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Surely you are the best of nations brought forth for the people, for humanity. تأمرون بالمعروف, you enjoin that which is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his ummah as كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. أخرجت للناس, brought forth for the people. And that's why the actions that we do require us to plant seeds. Just like, you know, a seed comes out from the ground and it becomes stronger and stronger and then people benefit from it. This ummah is an ummah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chose to be the best ummah, the best nations, the best of nations. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us also to be amongst this ummah is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this ummah the best of ummah. And of course, the best of the people of this ummah are the first generation. First generation, and then the generations that would come afterwards, and the generation that would come afterwards. These are the best generations. Why? Because the best generation are the generations that which is in obedience of Allah and His Messenger and respond to Allah and His Messenger. And so if we want to return back to being the best, we have to change in the way we respond to Allah and His Messenger. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أَلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ. Indeed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, is speaking about the difficulties and that which happened in the battle of Uhud and so forth. He says, أَلَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, those who respond to Allah and His Messenger, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ, after they were afflicted with the calamity that happened. Remember the calamity that happened in the battle of Uhud? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them even though they were in a difficult situation. They were tired and they were, many of them, you should feel deflated. But at the same time, they responded to Allah and His Messenger. And even though they did not have the strength and energy or felt like they were almost deflated, but they still responded to Allah and His Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ وَاتَّقَوْا أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those who do good amongst them and are aware or conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have a great reward. What did they do? Why? Allah describes them again. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, those whom the people, when people said to them, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدَ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, those whom when the people said, you know, you, the people are coming down, coming together to try to destroy you and finish you once and for all. And this happened, of course, after the battle of Uhud. Everyone wanted to finish the Muslims off once and for all. And of course, this was it culminated in the battle of Ahzab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when inna nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum, when they said, the people said, the people have come together to destroy you. Fakhshawhum. And so this continues even in the ummah right now. The Muslim ummah at this time, everyone is gathered to try to destroy Islam and the Muslims once and for all. The East and the West, right? All people from, you know, the disbelievers, they want to destroy Islam and finish Islam off once. And the people scared them and said, you know what, you guys, the people have united against you all. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. So fear them. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And it increased them in only increased them in faith. وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And they said, enough, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. And what a protector Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. فَانْقَلَبُوا, so they returned. They didn't have to fight. The disbelievers were in fear. Yet most people don't understand that the disbelievers have more fear of the Muslims than the Muslims have fear of the disbelievers. Even though they may be weaker in terms of resources, things them, it makes them courageous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. When they passed the test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they didn't have to fight again whatsoever. They did not have to fight. فَانْقَلُبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ. So surely, no harm ever touched them. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, and they followed the blessing or the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all his fadl, that means the reward and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are tremendous. And so this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some certain aspects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, these are called khasa'is, that are specific for this ummah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the Muslims, those during that time and those who will come afterwards. What's specific about this ummah? What makes this ummah the best? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. What makes it the best? The best ummah is an ummah that is chosen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's not able to, then with his heart. And that's the weakest level of faith. And so this ummah is an ummah that's based on enjoining good and forbidding evil. And we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do so for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why part of that is al-jihad fi sabilillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made something halal for this ummah in relation to jihad also that wasn't halal for the people before. And that was taking advantage of the al-ghanaim. What's al-ghanaim? Those are the spoils of war. Before, all the spoils of war what do they do with it? You put it in one place. You gather it all together, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a fire and destroys all of it. And it's all gone. That you don't benefit. Why? That you fight so that you have, when you're fighting, you fight solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not looking to be rich or anything like that. Right? You're fighting for the sake of Allah. You're not going to get anything. Don't worry. You're not going to get anything. There's no option here. But in this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for this ummah. You fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the ghanaim is halal for you also. The ghanaim, the spoils of war, is also halal for you also. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكُلُوا and eat or take benefit from that which you have acquired in war amongst the spoils, halal and tayyiba, halal for you, permissible for you, and enjoyable for you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, but have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And so that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أُعْطِيتُ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْطَهُنَّ نَبِيٌّ قَبْلِ. I have been given five things that have not been given to any prophet before me. And one of the five that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأُحِلَّتْ لِي الْغَنَائِمِ. So it was made halal for me, the ghanaim, the spoils of war, and it was not made halal for anyone before this. And the hadith, of course, is in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So this is an ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to strive and struggle in the path of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an ummah that's going to be protected. What does that mean? The previous ummah, the previous nations, when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah destroyed them Allah destroyed them. Amongst them, who were the first people destroyed? The people of Nuh, the whole people, all the people, except for the progeny of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam that were left. And the people of Lut, and the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, right? These are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected this ummah, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, inna Allah zawali al-ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala folded the earth for me. فَرَأَيْتُ مَشَارِقَهَا وَمَغَارِبَهَا. And I saw the east and the west of it. وَإِنَّ أُمَّتِي سَيَبْلُغُ مُلْكُهَا مَا زُوِيَ لِي مِنْهَا. And this ummah that will reach its peak, or the territories of this ummah will reach wherever it has shown to me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأُعْطِيتُ الْكَنْزَيْنِ الْأَحْمَرُ وَالْأَبْيَضُ. Right, and so I have been given the two treasures, the red and the treasure and the white. And so, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that during that time, who were the strongest people in the east and the west, or in that particular area, was the Romans and the Persians. The Romans and the Persians. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنِّي سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي لِأُمَّتِي أَلَّا يُهْلِكَهَا بِسَنَةٍ عَامَّةٍ. And I have made supplicated to my Lord that this ummah will not be destroyed by a widespread drought. And وَأَلَّا يُسَلِّطُ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. In other words, مِنْ سِوَ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Ended, right? It's pretty much gone. The Roman Empire itself, and of course the Persian Empire. Right? But the Muslims themselves, the Ummah, this Ummah, there will always be a group of people that will uphold La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And until the end of time, right? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also made dua that, when he made dua to vacation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Muhammad, inni idha qadaytu qada'an fa innahu la yurad. He said, if I have decreed something already, then it will not be rejected. In other words, it will happen. And وَإِنِّي أَعْطَيْتُكَ لِأُمَّتِكَ أَلَّا أُهْلِكُهُمْ بِسَنَةٍ عَمَّةٍ. And so I have given you, when you ask that you will not have a total destruction from, a massive drought, and I have given that to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that that Allah answered the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alla usallita alayhim aduwan min siwa anfusihim yastabihu baylatum walau wajtama alayhim man bi aqtariha. He said, even if everyone was to try to destroy Islam once and for all and take over everything from different parts and so forth, they would not be able to do so. In other words, they will not be able to wipe Islam once and for all. And as I mentioned, there are so many situations, so many cases, even throughout history, that the Muslims went through a lot of difficulties. But in the end, Islam always rises after the Mongolians, when they came, and even after everything that's happening, recently with the world wars and so forth, with the division, that Islam will again rise from the ashes always, even though no matter what happens. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated. So this is something that's specific for this ummah. And it will not be wiped out. It will not be wiped out. And so that's why we know that, inshallah, right? So some people, sometimes if you don't know, you know what, I'm doing this, I don't know if my business is going to succeed or not. And then you see it going down, you're not profiting a lot, what do you do? Like, I give up.
But if you know that you're going to be successful, this is going to be a very successful business. It's just a hard time right now. Do you give up? You don't give up. You know, because in the end, you know that it will be successful. So knowing that it's going to be successful in the end, you try to work even though through difficult times. Through difficult times. And another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummah is that this ummah will never agree upon falsehood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تجتمع أمتي على ضلال. This ummah will not agree. That means that no matter what, there will never be an agreement in this ummah. When it comes to the agreement of this ummah, it's always going to be correct. In other words, if all the scholars have said that this is, you know, this is the ruling, and the ijma' of the ummah is something that is considered a proof, evidence in and of itself, because the ummah will not agree upon a falsehood. What does that mean also? You know, if someone comes and says, you know, we should, it's okay to have this and have that, to make, they bring forth some weird, strange rulings, right? Something very, very strange. What do you say? You say, has any scholar before mentioned this opinion? Has any scholar before you have this opinion? And he says, no, I'm the first time, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me the light. Like everyone else before, they didn't know until I came. And you know, you have some people saying things like this. Honestly, especially about, you know, the signs of the day of judgment. I know some people who speak and they said, you know, I'm the first one that mentioned this. Like if you're the first one that ever mentioned this, that you say that this is the opinion, first time, that means you're 100% wrong. That we know you're astray. Why? Because what you're saying is everyone else before me was in the state of balala, in the state of misguidance. Like everyone was misguided until I came, alhamdulillah. Now you guys are guided. That can't be possible, because it can't be possible that there was a time in which the Muslims were all in the wrong, right? And that's why there's always someone who's going to have an opinion. And we're talking about scholars, great scholars of the past, and you know, like the people who are rulings in ijtihad. And that's why this ummah will never agree upon something that is false. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen this ummah. And it will change, of course, you know, sometimes it's stronger than other times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold on to the rope of Allah, all of you, and don't be divided. Don't be divided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, and unite. Right? And this is amazing that Allah says, don't unite. He didn't say unite. He said, hold on to the rope of Allah. Because if you want to unite, the only way to unite is, it's not under the, but to hold on to Hablullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To hold on to the Quran and the Sunnah. You will not be able to unite except upon the Quran and the Sunnah. If you try to unite under other banners, no matter what that banner is, you're not going to be able to. And Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And the Messenger of Allah influence other people under you. So like for example, they say, okay, we're going to have a new Khalifa. And that Khalifa is going to be from Pakistan. What do you think the Arabs are going to say? I'm not following no Pakistani guy. Right? I'm not following no Pakistani guy. The Khalifa. So the Khalifa can only be from the Quraysh. And if you have it from anyone else in the, you know, from this person or that group, even amongst the Arabs, but if it's from the Quraysh, this is the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? This is from the tribe of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to have that position of status and leadership, it can only be from the Quraysh. All right? It can only be from the Quraysh. And this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars of Islam. And so amongst the khasa'is of this ummah, that which is specific for this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to this ummah and nobody else, no other ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummah ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put hardship upon this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats over and over again, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah does not want hardship upon you, and He wants ease upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not burden a soul above its capacity. And this ummah is an ummah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala difficulty, any hardship. And that's why even when you're speaking about fasting, right, we speak about fasting, but if you have to fast, but if you're sick, you don't have to fast. Even when you're traveling, you don't have to fast. And you can make it up later on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want things to be difficult for us. And even when you're praying, if you can't stand up, pray sitting down. If you can't pray sitting down, you pray laying down. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni ursiltu bi hanifiyat samha. Ibn said, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضِ I have my, the whole earth is a masjid, meaning a place of prayer, وطهور. And it's also a purification. That means you can use that to purify yourself, the whole earth. So if you don't have water, you can make tayammum, ya Allah. If you don't have water, you can make tayammum. And if you don't have anywhere you want to pray, as long as it's clean, the whole earth. The Yahud, they have to pray in the designated prayer area. If it's not a designated prayer area, they're not allowed to pray. And so that's why this ummah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجُعِلَتْ لِلْأَرْضِ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. Masjidan, a place to pray. And how can the earth be a purification? With what? What do you do when you don't have water? Make tayammum. You can always make tayammum. And that's why, فَأَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي أَدْرَكَتْهُ الصَّلَاةِ Whosoever of my ummah has the prayer time arrived for him, then he can pray. No matter where he is, he can pray. He can't say, you know what, the masjid's far away, I have to wait. Oh, and I don't have water. No, you can make tayammum if you don't have water. So you can always pray. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this ummah. And another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَجَاوَزَ لِي أُمَّتِي مَا حَدَّثَتْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهَا مَا لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمُوا أَوْ يَعْمَلُوا بِهِ This ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven. You know, just thinking about bad things, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as you don't say those words and don't do them, you're not accountable for them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made this ummah, gave it, if you forget, then you don't, if you forget, you're not accountable. Or if you make a mistake, you're not accountable. And even if you don't intend, if you don't believe it, and they force you to do something, then you don't have to do them. You can do them, even if it's kufr, if it's in a situation of coercion. Coercion is somebody forces you, right? So, you know, the people before, have you read how many times in the stories of the people before that, you know, they ask, the king says that I'm your Lord. Say I'm your Lord. Otherwise what? Otherwise we'll push you into the fire, right? So why don't they just say, okay, you're my Lord? Because if someone just expresses a statement of kufr, even though they don't believe it, then they're a kafir. That there is no leeway for the nations of before. But now, of course, this is something that if someone forces you to do something, then you're not accountable for them in that particular situation, in that particular state. That you can do either one, but sometimes in such situations, so like for example, during the time of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, during the Quran, the people were saying, you know, of course the Khalifa was telling people that the Quran is the word of Allah. And so there were some scholars, they knew it was the word of Allah. I mean, it was created, not the word of Allah. This is what those who are astray said, right? So some of them would raise the mushaf. They would say, This is created. This is created. And what do they intend? They intend the book, the paper, the pages, right? And they're holding up the mushaf. but they are intending the book, the pages. But Imam Ahmad, of course, he's in the situation, the state that he's in. He was punished for saying that no. He just straightforward, he said, you know, and he was whooped, and he was whipped and lashed many times and was put in prison. In fact, Imam Ahmad spent almost 20 years of his lifetime in prison. You know, he spent a lot of time in prison for standing up upon the truth. But if he didn't do that, then because of his situation and status, then everyone would think that the Quran is not the word of Allah. It is something that's created. And that's against, of course, the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But he could have. So if you put in that situation, even though it's permissible for you to do so, but for some people, if they do so, then people may be led astray as a result of their stance. If you forget your prayers, you forget something, if you do something by mistake, then you just pray whenever you remember. And if it's a mistake, then you're not accountable for it. If you made the proper effort in, and you took the proper precaution, and we do this every single day, we don't even think about it and don't realize it. أَلَا تَصُفُونَكَ صُفُوفِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, to the companions, he said, why don't you line yourselves up like the angels line themselves up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالُوا وَكَيْفَ تَصُفُّ الْمَلَائِكَةُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهَا. Then how do the angels line up together with their Lord? And so how do they line up? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُتِمُّونَ صُفُوف وَيَتْرَاسُونَ فِي الصَّفِ. They complete the prayer, they complete the lines. In other words, when they complete the first lines first, and they stand shoulder to shoulder and feet to feet. In other words, they stand next to each other, close together. Right? They stand close together. You'll see that the other the other people, when they pray, they don't pray like that. That's why when you go to the churches, what do they have? They have chairs. They're sitting down in chairs. The way that we pray is something that's unique. In fact, the Yahud, even when they used to hear the saying all this in unison. And so this is something that's specific for this ummah. This is a tangent. Some people, when they stand feet to feet and shoulder to shoulder, right? And that's how you're supposed to stand feet to feet, shoulder to shoulders. But some people, you know, when you stand, they don't want to stand close to you, right? They don't want to stand close to you. And when they don't want to stand close to you, there are some people who put their legs out like this. And they put their legs out really far. So they're stretching their legs, and it looks like, you know, they're trying to follow the sunnah, right? But the sunnah is to have shoulder to shoulder and feet to feet, not just your feet only, right? So if you can't apply them, you know, it doesn't mean, what do you do? You're doing something that's not sunnah also. What is not standing? You're not standing straight. You're putting your feet. You're widening your feet. So you do the best that you can to stand straight and shoulder to shoulder. But if the other person does not stand straight, like he's staying a little bit far from you, every time you go, he moves further, then just stand straight yourself. Stand straight yourself. Don't try to apply, you know, thinking that you're applying the sunnah by standing. Then you're standing a standing that's not the standing of a normal person who's praying. Because the sunnah is to stand straight with their legs and feet, right? Straight. Not stretched out like that. That's khilaf of sunnah also. So to try to apply the sunnah, you have to apply it correctly. You know, you have to apply the way you do it, and also it's complete. Try to apply as much as you can. You might say, well, you know, if I can't do one, then I'm going to do the other. Yeah, but if you do the other and you're going against the normal standing where you're stretching out, because we don't have any of the companions like, or, you know, opening up their legs to that case. So just stand up and pray. Stand forward, inshallah. And you try to apply the sunnah by standing shoulder to shoulder and also feet to feet. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned another thing that's specific for this ummah, and that is this ummah has a day that's better than any other days. Allah gave this ummah Friday, Yawmul Jum'ah, Khayru Yawmin Talat Fihi Shams, the best day that the sun has ever risen upon. The best day. Allah chose, you know, the other people could have Saturdays and Sundays. Allah gave this ummah the best day. Why? Because this is the best day. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself, he mentioned that this is the best day. Why? Because this is the day that Prophet Adam was created. Prophet Adam was also expelled. And this is the best day that the sun has risen upon it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Nahnu al-nahs," but then we're the first on the day of judgment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he said, even though the people of the book came before us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us and gave us, you know, a day that is Friday. And Friday is what? Friday is a day that is before Saturday and Sunday. So first, Friday is the day before Saturday and Sunday. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this ummah also. Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. You are the witnesses for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. You are the witnesses. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one time, when a janazah passed by, he said, wajabat. Wajabat. Wajabat means whatever you said, wajabat. It's going to happen. Or is the testimony of the people, concerning the people that they know, then it's the truth. وَمَنْ أَثْنَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ شَرًّا. And those whom you spoke badly about, wajabat lahu an-nar, then he will have the hellfire. Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard. You are the witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. So there are some people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. Everybody shows, everybody knows that they're good. Everybody says good things about them all the time. Then it's true, they will have Jannah. Because and this is something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about. Antum is you of this ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions again in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And thus we have made you the ummah wasata. What is ummah wasata? The best. قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُسَبِّحُونَ. قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ, the best of them. The best. And so, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. You are the best ummah upon the people. Like on the day of judgment, the Muslims will be witnesses. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, okay, who's going to testify? Who's going to be witness and testify for you? فَيُقُلْ مُحَمَّدٌ وَأُمَّةٌ. Muhammad wa ummatu. And Muhammad and his ummah. And then فَيَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَ. And the people, the ummah of Muhammad, will testify that Prophet Nuh did convey the message. وَهَذَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon you also is a shaheed, meaning you will be shuhada, you will be witnesses for other people and testimony. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this ummah a special ummah, so special that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, أَمَا تَرْضَوْنَ أَن تَكُونُوا رُبُعُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَمَا تَرْضَوْنَ أَن تَكُونُوا رُبُعُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. رُبُع, going to be one-fourth of the people of Jannah. This ummah will be a fourth of the people of Jannah. فَكَبَّرَ الصَّحَابَ. So the Sahaba, they said, Allahu Akbar. And so the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَرْجُ أَن تَكُونُوا شَطْرَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. He said, I hope that you will be half of the people of Jannah. SubhanAllah. And the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned in a hadith in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Ahlul Jannati 20 wa 100 saf. The people of Jannah will be 120 rows. 80 minha min hadhihi al-umma. 80 minha. The 80 of these lines, rows, will be from this ummah. Yeah, so this is the blessing of this ummah, the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this ummah, until the end of time, there will always be people who will stand firm, fighting for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upholding La ilaha illallah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. There will always be a group of my ummah who will be victorious upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خالفهم ولا من خذلهم. And no one خذلهم, or those who try to humiliate them and put them down. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. And the affair of Allah will come and they will be upon the truth. And so you hear people saying, you know, imprisoning the scholars and trying to put down Islam and so forth. It will not end for the truth. And when the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي, he said, a group of people of my ummah. It doesn't mean that this group is in one place. It means that there may be groups in the United States who are upon the truth, who will hold on to the truth. A group in Saudi and Saudi Arabia, Medina, Mecca, and so forth. You have, for example, in Somalia, you have groups, right? Many groups, different groups. But there will always be a group that will hold the Quran and the Sunnah. There will always be one, inshallah, that will hold on to the Quran and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this ummah, and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be established. And the truth, there will always be a group of my ummah. Group of my ummah. Whether sometimes the number is less or more and so forth, but there will always be a group. And for those who seek and aspire to hold on upon the truth, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them and make them amongst the group who will be upon the truth. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who are and after the Battle of Uhud, what did the non-Muslims want to do? They want to destroy Islam once and for all. And after the Battle of Uhud, even more people, more tribes, they're trying to wipe out Islam once and for all. One after the other, they will not be able to. They were not able to do so, and they truth until the end of time. And that's why we try to learn the lessons of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also to strengthen us and give us the strength, because you'll see like people who are very, very powerful during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Romans and the Persians. The Romans and the Persians in terms of their strength. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Arabs were trying to wipe out Islam once and for all. And so the Muslims were going to be wiped out, right? الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. They only increased in faith and the Messenger of Allah in the battle of Al-Ahzab and of course the battle of Khandaq. The Messenger of Allah gave glad tidings. He says, Allahu Akbar, we're going to what? Be victorious over Persia. Allahu Akbar, we're going to be victorious over the Roman Empire. Right? And so the Messenger of Allah is mentioning something at a time in which the Muslims don't even know that they're going to survive or not, but they have faith. They know. Even though even in the state that we're in right now, in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the Muslims victory. And so that's why that gives us strength also. Even when we're in America, we do all that we can to establish Islam in ourselves, in our families, in our communities. And we also try to plant the seed. Whether we do it or not, somebody will do it. So why not we, inshallah, try to establish and be at the service of Islam and the Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from that which He has taught us and teach us, that which benefits us. After the Battle of Badr, after the Battle of Uhud, one thing that happened, our next appointed meeting is where? Anybody know? Badr. They said, okay, we lost at Badr, we're going to go back and we're going to fight at Badr one more time, round two. We're going to go round two at Badr, and that's our next meeting point. And so what happened, and what's going to happen, and what also happened with some of the others, because there's so many people now who are trying to wipe Islam once and for all. Everyone's trying to gather, different tribes, for all over Arabia. So